I'm Sarah Reich with KZYX, and that's the parade going down the street outside the county fair in Boonville last weekend. On the fairgrounds, visitors murmured their appreciation for the tasteful flower arrangements, screamed in nauseated glee, and displayed their finest agricultural achievements. I stopped by B&B Pony Rides and talked with the owner for a few minutes.
All right, cowboys and cowgirls, on the count of three, let's get a great big yee-haw. 1, 2, 3.
My name's Larry Blackman. Good fair. I'm out of Oklahoma. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma, and this fair reminds me of that fair. This is what makes this fair so special. It's a fair that's like a country home fair. And I've been, I don't know, I might have been coming to 8 years or so. I love Jim Brown, you know, the guy that runs the fair, you know, and that's what keeps bringing us back, you know, when you have people like that. We do 54, I think, fairs and festival.
What kind of ponies are these?
These are little, I have a couple Shetland ponies in there, and I have a couple quarter ponies in there. You know, the quarter ponies are a little bigger. That one kind of look like, some of them look like horses. Got horse heads, they kind of ponies like that. Charlie's been here the longest. He's been with me for like 17 years. This is a good fair. I look forward to being at this fair more than anything else.
Let's visit some more animals before we talk about apples.
I'm Dottie Bergman, and I'm with the Friendly Farm. It's like a petting zoo, but it's all miniatures, so it's not intimidating for children.
And there's a pig over there. What can you tell me a little bit about the pig?
That's Jasmine, and she's 5 years old, and she plays the piano.
Can we hear her play?
Sure. We'll wake her up with Fruit Loops. Jazzy.
Jazzy, wake up.
Jazz, come on. Oh, gosh, come on. Come play the piano. Come on, keep coming.
That's enough fun and games. I headed into the Ag Building, where I heard some sobering news about this year's crop from a local apple farmer.
Okay, I'm Karen Bates from the Apple Farm in Philo. We set up this tasting booth at the fair for, I don't know how many, 25, 30 years, and just try to get people a taste of what's happening here in the valley. It's not a sales event, although some people are confused by that.
Great. So how was your apple harvest this year?
Not good. Yeah, really rough year. All kinds of reasons. A lot of rain. A lot of ugliness. The quality of the fruit is pretty good, although it's ripening too fast on the trees. Quantity is down. Everybody I'm talking to here at home has orchards that are not producing this year, and they're wondering why. Apples tend to have off years. They're alternate bearing. So it's not unusual, but we've had two off years in a row. And they're definitely challenged in the beauty department this year.
By that time, I was ready for some more fun and games, so I headed out to the Midway, where Doug, the balloon concessionaire, immediately worked me into his patter to attract customers.
Are we on? Hey, we're broadcasting live out here in Boonville.
I don't see any takers. Does that work?
Most of the time. You ready, guys? Come on in and pop it. My sister showed up. She's a radio celebrity. I'll get you your autograph for $40. Come on in.
How long have you been doing balloons?
28 years.
With the same show?
I've been with this one for, I want to say, 10 years now.
So what's the show that you're working with right now?
Johnson Amusements. We're the oldest show on the West Coast.
So right before we started recording, I saw a guy just popping balloons one right after the other. Is that usual?
Yes. I help you win here.
How do you do that?
I give you a deal to make sure you win what you want to win.
What's your name?
I'm Doug.
All right.
Everybody calls me Doughboy.
Why do they call you Doughboy?
Because I'm the money maker.
How do you do that?
I take your money and give you what you want. What's your name?
Sarah. Sarah Wright with KZYX.
Sarah's taking me home. You ready? I'll take your shoes.
All right.
Give me them. Come here. Sarah needs a new pair. She's wearing boots. You ready? Hey, there's one. Two. Three. All right. Right now you're sitting on one like this.
Is that a rainbow turd that you're giving people as prizes?
Yep. My turds are the best thing out here.
So how much are they worth, for real?
It all depends on what you want.
How much do you pay for a single rainbow turd?
That I can't tell you.
Trade secret.
Hey, you ready? Come on in here. Let's win your future wife a prize. 3 for $5, 7 for $10. My future wife showed up.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, she's a radio announcer.
Sweet.
That's what she says. She's buying me a Ferrari if you win the Taz.
Damn.
As I drove away, I tried to think about why the fair makes sense. What is it about this random assortment of livestock and rides and games that nobody ever plays anywhere except at the fair? Nobody wants a rainbow-colored turd made out of cheap materials, but Doug knows what they do want. Little kids on pony rides want to pretend they're riding the range. Jasmine the pig wants Fruit Loops, and the apple farmers want a better crop. The fair is about wishes, which is why this was my favorite part. It's the wishing tree, and a lot of the wishes are things like, I wish for peace, health, money, I wish people could get along. I wish that I could have a pet squirrel. I wish Brad would finally ask me to marry him, 4 years and counting. Find ways to live in better harmony with squirrels and gophers. I wish everybody could experience a fresh bowl of guac on the daily. Susan will not do the one cheek sneak. There are a couple of potato wishes here. I wish I could be a potato, and I wish I never have to bake a potato again. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.